Chapter 36. Upon his solitary return to the Legacy of Torment, Dane Lian assumed command of the Yuuzhan Vong fleet. Appropriating Shadao Shai's suite, he immediately issued an order, the preparation for which he had begun over a month before, when he realized it was the most expedient way of dealing with Ithor. Shadao Shai had rejected it, but Dane Lian's other master had approved. From a dozen coral skipper sockets that had been refitted, launched 12 seed-shaped Yorick coral pods. While not nearly as sophisticated as a coral skipper, these unpiloted craft did possess a rudimentary intelligence. It enabled them to use the Dovin basals to lock onto Ithor's planetary mass and speed their descent into its gravity well. Their outer sheaths began to heat up and ablate as they entered the Ithorian atmosphere. The 12 pods fanned out, streaking through the sky on courses that spread them all over the daylight side of the planet. In the Ral Roost's medical bay, Admiral Creefe turned away from where Corrin Horn floated in a Bacta tank and raised his comlink to his mouth.
Creefe here. Report.
Sensors here, Admiral. The Rainbow reports a dozen gravitic anomalies from the Yuuzhan Vong fleet.
The Bothan officer growled.
It looks like coral skipper traces, but they've gone into the atmosphere. Rainbow is reporting airbursts.
Airbursts? I'm on my way to the bridge. Relay the data to the Chimera.
The Admiral flicked off his comlink and turned to ask Luke Skywalker what he might make of such strange behavior. His question went unasked as the Jedi Master winced in pain and slumped against a bulkhead. The airbursts over the Mother Jungle vaporized each Yuuzhan Vong's weapons payload, expanding into a vast cloud. The aerosol droplets descended over the jungle in a fine mist. The bacteriological agents in the mist touched down unharmed. The jungle was to them what a herd of tauntauns would be to a hungry wampa ice creature. The bacteria began to metabolize everything and reproduce in an exponential progression. Black slime teeming with bacteria dripped from high leaves on down, streaming along branches. So quickly did the bacteria work that the fetid fluid seemed almost acidic. Branches fell, splattering the bacteria over other branches and onto arboreal creatures. A leather-winged shamarok flitter launched itself skyward, but black droplets on its wings quickly hold them, sending the beast circling down in a spiral of agony to crash on the ground. An arrack snake slithered over and scooped the flitter up. Opening its jaws, the snake began to swallow the rare treat. But the bacteria went to work on it, too. As it devoured the flitter, the bacteria devoured it, opening ulcers in its flesh and consuming it from the inside out. The snake lashed out its life in a painful frenzy, then melted into a stinking pool of protoplasm that started in on the organic matter on the ground. That pool slowly spread as grasses wilted and flowed into fluid. Falling branches splashed more of the protoplasm about, creating colonies all around the parent puddle. As the branches themselves liquefied, they created enough protoplasm to let it flood out of the small depression on the ground, washing into the colony pools. In fits and starts, a black flood began coursing through Mother Jungle, gnawing at roots, toppling whole huge trees, then melting them almost before the echoes of their fall had died. Nothing that lived on Ithor could resist the bacteria. It soaked into the ground, destroying insects and other microbes. It coursed through wormholes and gushed into rodent warrens. Creatures taken unaware had a putrid wave wash over them, dissolving flesh, leaving bone, then cresting again to destroy the skeletons. The wave ate its way along roots, both up and down. Sometimes a plant that had a shallow root system would simply topple. Other times the bacteria attacking a sturdier plant would surge up through its circulatory system, devouring the core. Black sap would begin to drip here and there, staining the trunk. A steady trickle would start, and branches would fall, with protoplasm pouring free. Finally, a torrent of foul nectar would gush forth as the plant's bark split and the whole thing collapsed. The bacteria attacked relentlessly and fast. Its metabolism of the planet's life released a lot of hydrogen and oxygen. The planet's temperature began to rise. The oceans darkened, and a stinking shadow stole over the face of Ithor. In no time at all, on a human scale, the bacteria reached the place where Shaddao Shai's lifeless body lay on the ground. His flesh resisted the bacteria for a moment or two, but the agent found egress through the wound Corrin had opened in him. The bacteria ate into him, consuming him bone and sinew. His skeleton fell apart, then his bones cracked and oozed black as the marrow was devoured. Finally, the bacteria liquefied his skull, removing the last trace of his presence from the world his death was meant to save. Pelion stared hard at the holographic representation of Ithor.
I agree, Admiral. They've done something. Oxygen, hydrogen, temp rising. If Skywalker is right, that all life is being devoured.
The Imperial Admiral shivered, unable to conceive of ever using a weapon that could metabolize a planet. Commander Yaga looked up from her position at the sensor station.
Admiral, the Yuuzhan Vong fleet is moving. They're coming up on an outbound vector.
Vector Alpha 7?
The only one open to them.
Pelion nodded at the small image of Creefe in the corner of the planetary scan.
They're outbound Alpha 7. Time to move. Ithor cries for vengeance.
Dane Leon smiled as he looked at the villip bearing his master's face.
It is done, War Master Tsavang La. Shaddao Shai is dead. The threat of Ithor is no more. I have the fleet moving out.
Splendid.
The villip's image smiled, making the War Master's face seem almost pleasant.
You have done well, Leon. The legacy of torment is yours. When you get to Dubrillion, I shall have orders waiting for you.
I understand, Master.
Dane Leon nodded solemnly.
This one awaits your pleasure. What was that?
A jolt shook the legacy of torment, knocking the villip off its perch. Dane Leon reached for it. Then another, heavier tremor shook the ship. The Yuuzhan Vong crashed to his knees.
Something is wrong, very wrong.
Ignoring the shouts from the villip on the floor, Dane Leon ran from the cabin and sprinted toward the bridge. In the week Corrin's challenge won for the New Republic, Admirals Creefe and Pelion had not been idle. In studying the performance of Yuuzhan Vong ships, both large and small, they had discovered a vulnerability they thought they could exploit. Snub fighter pilots had noticed that projecting voids cut into a skip's ability to maneuver. The two admirals wondered if the reverse would also not be true, especially in the case of the Yuuzhan Vong capital ships. Toward this end, Creefe had summoned the Karuska Rainbow from the fleet arrayed to defend Agamar, and had it jump in where one of Ithor's smaller moons hid it from the Yuuzhan Vong fleet. As the Yuuzhan Vong started to move out, the interdictor cruiser jumped into close orbit around Ithor and brought all four of its gravity well projectors online. That effectively doubled the mass of Ithor, steepening its gravity well and slowly beginning to suck the legacy of torment back toward the dying world. The Yuuzhan Vong at the helm of the legacy immediately moved to counteract this effect. They brought more Dovin Basils under helm control, reaching out to latch onto moons and the sun. They slowed the slide, then stopped it. They slowly began the climb back out onto the exit vector, and by the time Dane Leon reached the bridge, his ship was again on the move. Unfortunately for Dane Leon, the Legacy's crew, and even the living ship itself, the Karuska Rainbow had done more than jump in and power up its gravity well generators. Its gunnery officers computed firing solutions for the Yuuzhan Vong Grand Cruiser. Their telemetry was fed to the main defender fleet. Every snub fighter boiling out of the ships, every cruiser, every star destroyer, used that data feed to provide targeting information for their proton torpedoes and concussion missiles. Barrage after barrage arced over the curve of Ithor's expanding atmosphere. They slammed into the voidless legacy, shattering Yorick coral plates. The energy released by their detonations incinerated neural tissue and boiled Dovin basils. The first wave completely disintegrated the aft hull, opening the ship to the void of space. Yet before air and crew could be sucked out, another wave hit, vaporizing more of the ship and igniting the vessel's atmosphere. Fire flashed into the legacy. Dane Leon knew a moment of agony as a fireball expanded into the bridge. He would have screamed, but the air was burned from his lungs before he could make a sound. For the half-second of clarity his mind possessed, he could hear Shaddao Shai counseling him to embrace the pain, to make it part of himself, so he could know union with the gods. His last thought was to surrender to the pain, to allow it to consume him, denying himself the ultimate goal, because he could not bring himself to admit that Shaddao Shai had shown him the one true way to reach it. The assault cracked the skeletal structure that held the legacy together. It broke into three parts, the most forward of which surged up away from the planet for a moment. The burning aft descended toward Ithor, picking up speed. The central piece hung in space for several seconds, then began its slow, tumbling fall to the planet. The prow, with its dying Dovin basils quitting one by one, likewise succumbed to Ithor's embrace. It really did not matter that the legacy was burning when it hit the planet's atmosphere. The friction from entry alone would have produced enough heat for the hull to ignite the oxygen-rich atmosphere. Fire flared out, quickly wreathing the planet. The superheated atmosphere expanded, flicking out little tendrils that bounced snub fighters around and buffeted the New Republic's fleet. One flare did reach out and caress a small Yuuzhan Vong corvette, causing the ship to explode, but the rest of the ships had pulled far enough away to escape. The Yuuzhan Vong fleet, what was left it, sped along its outbound vector and disappeared. Ithor, once a peaceful planet, blazed in their wake. With it burned the hopes of the New Republic.